This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says that Guatemala is signing an agreement to restrict asylum applications to the U.S. from Central America. AP's Ed Donahue has the details.
President Trump says this agreement sends a clear message to human smugglers and traffickers.
Your day is over, and we're investing in the future of Guatemala.
This requires migrants, including Salvadorans and Hondurans, who cross into Guatemala on their way to the U.S. to apply for protections in Guatemala instead of at the U.S. border.
We'll protect the rights of those with legitimate claims, and we'll end the widespread abuse of the system and the crippling crisis on our border.
The president says this could be done much easier if there was cooperation from Democrats.
We have absolutely no cooperation.
President Trump threatened to place tariffs on Guatemala if it didn't reach a deal. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court Friday handed President Trump a victory by letting his administration redirect $2.5 billion in money approved by Congress for the Pentagon to help build his promised wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Supreme Court announced the White House can go forward with plans to use military funds for the wall, and it will lift a freeze on $2.5 billion that was put in place by a lower court in May. This ruling means the Trump administration can tap the funds and begin work on four contracts that it's already awarded. Four of the court's liberal justices were against the start of construction, set to begin to replace existing sections of barrier in Arizona, California, and New Mexico with more robust fencing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The number of U.S. military personnel taken into custody in connection with an alleged human smuggling operation in Southern California is now 18, up from 16. A spokesman for the NCIS said Friday investigators apprehended a total of 18 Marines. This is